He was a wild child, the son of a governor, also a military veteran, artist, writer, lawyer. The list goes on and on. But his interesting early years perhaps set the stage for a career of work that still touches the masses today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lew Wallace was born in 1827. His mother died when he was just a young child, a fact that impacted the way he grew up.
Lew was a wild child, and he just sort of went off on his own. It was not unusual for Lew as a 6-7-year-old to go through the woods the 30-35 miles from Covington to Crawfordsville and poke around and then run back. He was a train wreck in the classroom. He is the epitome of the alternative learner.
Larry Paulberg shares the story from Lew Wallace's study and museum in Crawfordsville, Indiana. He says Lew may have misbehaved and learned in a different way, but he was an intelligent kid. His father became governor of the state, which afforded Lew a learning opportunity.
But it also gave him access to places like the state library. And for a child that is curious, the best place in the world is a library. He taught himself how to speak Spanish before he was a teenager. He taught himself music, and he played the violin the rest of his life. And he also taught himself art.
Lew was in the military, in politics, in the arts. He had a knack for finding himself in the middle of life-changing events.
So just a very dynamic person that kind of showed up where something was going to happen, where history was going to take place. Lew sort of would be there. Whether by happenstance or on purpose, he took advantage of those situations.
He raised a regiment to fight in the Mexican War when he was just a teenager. When the Civil War broke out, he received a telegram from the governor telling him to come to Indianapolis to prepare for war.
Lew was an attorney by profession. He was trying a case in an adjoining county, and the telegram found him there, and he apparently read it and ran up and threw it on the judge's desk and said, "I've got to go. Indiana needs me. The nation needs me," and he ran out of the room.
But we've yet to tell you how you know this interesting character, Lew Wallace. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.